The readings this morning are from Proverbs, a variety of excerpts from Proverbs, kind of God's to-do list. Riches will not help when it's time to die, but right living will save you from death. Those who trust in riches will be ruined, but a good person will be healthy like a green leaf. Depend on the Lord in whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. The Lord's blessing brings wealth, and no sorrow comes with it. Don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Be wise enough to control yourself. Wealth can vanish in the wink of an eye. It can seem to grow wings and fly away like an eagle. Those who work hard make a profit, but those who only talk will be poor. Plans fail without good advice, but they succeed with the advice of many others. A ruler without wisdom will be cruel, but the one who refuses to take dishonest money will rule a long time. Good people care about justice for the poor, but the wicked are not concerned.
Good morning. My name is George Peralta. I'm one of the ministry leaders here at LMCC, and it's my privilege to bring you the message from Proverbs this morning, continuing this series. Just wanted to share this a little bit because I told her I would. I was back there worshiping the Lord, feeling the pre-teaching jitters. My wife comes over, sweetest thing as ever. She whispers in my ear, "There's a lot of new people here at church. No pressure." I was like, "Thanks. Thanks a lot." No, she prayed for me. It was great. She's awesome, but that was just very interesting. As we continue this message series from Proverbs and we look at this book of wisdom, I just wanted to share a couple of favorite quotes outside of Proverbs because we will be jumping all over the place in Proverbs today. But I wanted to share just a couple of quotes with you today. This one's from Robert Frost, an American poet, says, "By working faithfully 8 hours a day, you may eventually get to be boss and work 12 hours a day." From Sam Ewing, a writer from the 1930s, he says, "Hard work spotlights the character of people. Some turn up their sleeves, some turn up their noses, and some don't turn up at all." And one of my favorite ones that I've actually quoted and pretended that it was me who said it, but then I had to admit that it wasn't, was this when I was hanging out with a group of friends. It says, "I don't know the key to success, but the key to failure is trying to please everyone." And that is from William H. Cosby, also known as Bill Cosby, a good friend of mine. Proverbs has much wisdom to offer in regards to family, but it also has a lot of wisdom to offer in regards to work. As a practical person, I'm always looking for answers about how wisdom and how this good advice can be translated to work. When I'm at work and I hear, you know, these awesome quotes and I read this, how do I put it into practice? And I think it's something that can be applied whether, you know, you manage your home or you manage an office in a skyscraper here in New York City. And in communicating this, I wanted to speak in the language of today. So as luck has it, this whole message is Twitter friendly, meaning every verse in your programs is 140 characters or less. So my challenge to you is if you are on the Twitter and you tweet one of those this week to spread God's word. I'm going to ask a couple of questions today just as we examine this. And the first one is, how do I keep work where it belongs? You know, we hold work in such a high regard in a city like this, and we have family and friends and a social life. But one of the major questions that I want to ask today is, how do we keep it where we belong? And something to remember is that God wants you to hold some things as a priority. And over work, he wants you to be righteous. He wants you to hold righteousness, not riches, is what truly is profitable. One should therefore seek to be righteous, not rich. In your programs, you see that first verse there. It says from Proverbs 11:4, "Riches will not help when it is time to die, but right living will save you from death." And backing the statement up in Proverbs 11:28, it says, "Those who trust in riches will be ruined, but a good person will be healthy like a green leaf." Some good imagery there for you. This is not in your programs, but also in Proverbs from 16:8, it says, "It is better to be poor and right than to be wealthy and dishonest. And this is a verse that some of you may find familiar. I work in the diamond industry, and it is not. It's a sometimes can be a very questionable industry. You know, not many people are familiar with jewelry. Not many people know how all these diamonds and colors and clarities work. And some women are very familiar with it, but not many people are. In this industry, it's easy to take advantage of others. And I work in the customer service department, and we get plenty of phone calls from our retailers, you know, asking whether this is available, whether we can produce this piece, and relying on me. And they're willing to pay the money up front for this service. But it's easy sometimes to say, yes, you can have this next week, or yes, we will have it for you, or we can get it to you. And take their money and then say, sorry, there was a delay. Sorry, I can't get it to you on time. But for me, my choice when I was entering this position was to approach it as being completely honest and providing the best customer service. And I've slept every day since then very well, knowing that everything I've ever said needed to get done got done as far as I could control it. So again, to repeat that, it is better to be poor and right than to be wealthy and dishonest. Time and time again, we're tested with that, you know, making those choices at work of whether to, you know, do the thing for the higher profit margin or to do the right thing and not make as much. Another way to keep work where it belongs is to involve God in our business affairs. See, if we involve God, then our efforts are more likely to succeed. In your programs, you also see there in Proverbs 16:3, it says, depend on the Lord in whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. And you're probably asking yourself, well, I've made plenty of plans where I thought I was depending on God and giving it up to God, and that did not succeed. But here's the thing. If you are doing God's plan, why would he not want it to succeed? You have to question what you do, and sometimes it's not that he is saying no, it's that he's saying wait on those plans that you make. One benefit of involving God in our affairs is simply this. We are more likely to be able to enjoy what we receive. In Proverbs 10:22, also in your programs, it says, the Lord's blessing brings wealth, and no sorrow comes with it. Again, like I mentioned before, I work in the diamond industry, and not taking advantage of people brings joy, and I can walk away from work knowing that what I did was right. A friend of mine who's a lawyer is one of the only people in his office that when there's an injustice being done, says something about it. He speaks up well when others are not willing to, and for that he's respected. He can go home every day to his wife and child and know that he is doing the right thing. Others in his office come to him and seek advice from him, come to him and speak to want to speak with him and to just share their thoughts on those issues and thank him for speaking up. The Lord's blessing brings wealth, and no sorrow comes with it. And one other point to remember about keeping work where it belongs is to remember that business has major shortcomings. And this is the major one right here. We never know what might happen tomorrow. Isn't that so true? Over the last year and a half, we've seen so many natural disasters happen all over the world. People who have, like you and I, worked very hard to be where they are, and then in one day, it's gone, and they don't no longer have it. In Proverbs 27:1, it says, don't brag about tomorrow. You don't know what may happen then. Wealth is fleeting commodity, not worth killing yourself in order to obtain. Gary read this verse while he was doing the reading, and it says in Proverbs 23:4-5, don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Be wise enough to control yourself. Wealth can vanish in the wink of an eye. It can seem to grow wings and fly away like an eagle. And this is probably not the best example in the world, but I was watching TV, and there's this commercial of a phone, a new phone that's out, like so many these days, and it had this beautiful clear screen, and I guess that's what they were promoting. And on the screen, this guy is showing it to his friend out in a park, and he's showing this fish in water, and it's so beautiful. It almost seems as if the fish is right there, and an eagle comes down, swoops it out of his hand, and just takes off. And I was doing a lot of laughing out loud when this came out, only because they're speaking to something that is so true in today's society, just about how you can have this material thing, your iPad, which I love, but if it's gone, it will hurt. But it can be gone. It can disappear when you have it in hand, just like that commercial of an eagle flying away with it. Our second question today that we'll be asking is, how can I be a successful worker? So first, I want to just talk about what not to do. And these are two very important things of not to do. And the first one is, do not be lazy, because it will irritate your boss. If you're like me and you enjoy working and work hard at what you do, and you have coworkers who don't work hard at what they do and still get by every day, it drives you nuts. It just, you want to choke somebody. Whoa, I said that in the church. Okay. In Proverbs 10:26, it says, a lazy person affects the one he works for like vinegar on the teeth or smoke in the eyes. Second thing, don't be slothful in your work, for it will ruin your company. God takes this very seriously when he says in Proverbs 18:9, a person who doesn't work hard is just like someone who destroys things. A person who doesn't work hard is just like somebody who destroys things. I mean, that's how seriously God wants us to take this job that we have, this work that we have to do, whether, again, it be at home or whether it be in the office with other coworkers. But let's move on to what you should do. And the first one is develop skill in your work. In Proverbs 22:29 says, do you see people skilled in their work? They will work for kings, not for ordinary people. How many times in our lives do we seek someone who has a skill that we do not possess to have them do a job in our home, like plumbing or fixing the dishwasher, which apparently is my job, and I don't know much about dishwashers. But we seek people in this community that are good at what they do, that have a skill that is necessary. Again, and I speak to this because so many examples while I was working on this message related to the job that I have in the jewelry industry, there's so many specific skills. There's this lady who's been in this industry for 16 years. She grades diamonds. She can tell you a color and a cut and a clarity of a diamond just by looking at it. She's invaluable, but she's not a very nice person. And that's just the way that I'm going to frame that right now since I'm speaking here at LMCC today. But they need her. They need her. She has a job set for the rest of her life. As long as she can see, she will have this job. There's people in my industry that are so very well at creating jewelry, and specifically mounting jewelry and taking apart jewelry and all these various skills that take time to develop but make them invaluable in this industry. Becoming an invaluable person by developing the skill that God has allowed you to have and to work on. Be diligent in your work. Proverbs 12:24 says, hard workers will become leaders, but those who are lazy will be slaves. And in your programs, you see Proverbs 14:23, those who work hard make a profit, but those who only talk will be poor. I have this idea, you know, of Christians in the work community, and how different we can be, because I know we can be very different. And this vision is that when there are these high-level managers and CEOs talking about these high-level projects, seeking high-level people, that they think to themselves, we need someone who's a Christian to take this over, because I can count on a Christian, a Christ follower can do this. Now, can you imagine if that's one of the qualifications that we are able to provide for our employers, that we're Christian, and because of that, you can trust me. I have integrity. I have character. I have a diligent work attitude. That's just a dream that I have, that when I'm called on to do something, it's because they didn't believe anybody else can do that. The third question that we will be asking today is, how can I be a successful manager? Now, I mean, you know, saying manager is kind of a tricky. Some people are privileged, and you know that there are managers in your company. You may not be one, but you manage something in your life. So I think this applies across all these levels. And one the first advice that I have for managers is just be wise. Be wise. Be diligent in your planning and not too hasty when getting things done. In Proverbs 21:5, it says, "The plans of hardworking people earn a profit, but those who act too quickly become poor." And here's my second big piece of advice is nurture and utilize counsel from others. You may have heard this verse before or something similar to it. It's in your programs, the Proverbs 15:22. It says, "Plans fail without good advice, but they succeed with the advice of many others." That's a very Twitter-friendly verse right there. And it's made, I believe, to be like that so that we remember that counsel from others, other people's advice can help us succeed and be diligent workers and be skillful at what we do. How many times do you seek someone's advice when they are not doing something well and need to be better at what you're doing? The second piece of advice for a successful manager is, you know, simply don't be oppressive. Don't be an oppressive leader. I've read this book called The Next Generation Leader by Annalee Stanley. And he talks about how people who are successful get there by being very hard workers and being ethical. Most people, I mean, there are some that don't. But Christians who make it to where they are sometimes reach that level that they've always wanted to reach and dreamed of reaching, and then begin to do the things that did not get them there to hold on to that position. They begin to make questionable moves and choices instead of deciding to stick to what led them to be there. The hard working, the diligent attitude, the integrity, the character. In Proverbs 28:16 in your programs, it says, "A ruler without wisdom will be cruel, but the one who refuses to take dishonest money will rule a long time." This just reminds me, and I just put it in here to just share with you, a very, very early lesson. In my second job, I went and I applied at Best Buy. And one of the questions was, is if you needed 5 cents for a piece of candy, would you take it from the register? You know, and I know, right? It's funny. It's like, no. Well, part of me was like, well, it's 5 cents, you know, but why are they asking this? And so I answered, you know, correctly, absolutely not. I would not. And I honestly wouldn't. But as I was discussing and going through the questions with the interviewer afterwards, she says, "I'm glad you answered this way because a lot of people don't." And the reason is that they believe 5 cents is okay. It leads us to believe that then if they are able to take 5 cents, they will take $5, $10, anything to meet their needs. But people answer that way because they don't think it's a big deal. But God is, you know, just like that. Like, he wants us to in those little things, make the right choices and be diligent at our jobs in order to be people that are Christ-like and can be counted on. Being a good leader, you know, in Proverbs 29:7, it says, "Good people care about justice for the poor, but the wicked are not concerned. Be concerned for the rights of your employees." You know, that goes along with the first one of not being oppressive and caring about the employees that you have. And caring about really people in general. Because employees, okay, I mean, you work and you oversee and you care. And you have to make some tough choices as an employer. I've known, I've seen it, and I've made choices myself. But, you know, we're called to just do good to others, to be different than others, and to give people hope. And as we end today's message quite quickly, the last thing is help employees see how his work can benefit himself as well as the company, so he will be diligent in his efforts. In Proverbs 16:26, it says, "The worker's hunger helps them because their desire to eat makes them work." God wired us to want to work. I cannot go on vacation for longer than 7 days before getting a little bit edgy and wanting to do something. And, you know, I tell my wife this all the time. I will probably work for the rest of my life up until the very last day that I have breath, because I truly believe I am wired that way. And not everybody is. You know, everybody's seeking to retire as quickly as they can. But in reality, for most people, we have to work. We have to do something. There's celebrities who have tons of money who continue to do work and come out with all these crazy perfumes. Have you seen The Real Housewives? Like, they got all these other projects working. And I just, all the guys are like just shaking their head. You watch that show? But it's true. There's something about our nature that makes us want to work, that makes us want to achieve something more in this world. And I believe that's part of God's hardwiring into our bodies. So in conclusion today, I mean, I just want to remind you that God wants us to put work in the right place, to involve him in our business affairs, to have him be at the center, not to the side, not behind, but at the center of what we do. And many times that doesn't mean that you stand up in the middle of your office and you start reading from the Bible, although I would give you many props if you did. But that's not always what he means. He means that at the center of your life, the choices that you make, you will keep God center. And you will live out his justice. God wants us to be successful workers. He doesn't want us to be lazy or slothful. Ryan preached a message on laziness about, I believe, the first message in this series. And he spoke more about that. So I recommend you going on our website and listening to that message, because it brings to light many things about laziness and whether or not you are truly in God's eyes. He wants us to be skilled at something, to be different and diligent at what we do. God wants us to be successful leaders. He doesn't want us to be oppressive. He wants us to be concerned for others and our employees. And he wants us, most importantly today, to put wisdom to work in our lives. I'm going to leave you with this one last quote that I just want to share with you today. It says, "There is hope for the future, because God has a sense of humor, and we are funny to God." William H. Cosby. Let's pray today. Dear Lord, as we come before you, God, and you know, we look through your book of Proverbs, Lord, and we hear all these different verses, God, all these different things that you want us to do in our lives, all these different actions that you want us to take, Lord. We just ask, God, that you speak to us directly and just show us, God, what is it that you want me to change in my life? What is it that you want me to do in my work, Lord, to you that honors you and keeps you at the center? Lord, it is a difficult city. It is a difficult life, God, for many of us. And so, Lord, we just want to do exactly what it is that you want us to do and be on your path, Lord, and follow your plan, not ours, Lord, so that we can be successful and so that we can make an impact in this world. I thank you, Lord, so much for the people in this church, Lord, and for the privilege of being here and being able to serve along with them. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.